All right. Hi, I'm Brandon. I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Brandon. And I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan. I despise When Calls the Heart. And this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
What's up, party people? Man. Only two more episodes of season 7 of When Calls the Heart.
The good stuff.
And we're here.
Doing the Lord's work.
Man.
The pinnacle of television. I've been watching Better Call Saul, which I think is the best show of all time. You've been catching up on it. But it doesn't compare to season 7.
I actually today watched Better Call Saul, and then I watched When Calls the Heart. And I got to be honest with you, after I got back to Better Call Saul, and I sat there and I said, this feels slow and plodding to me. Yeah.
That's right. The themes, the nuance, the rich characters.
I was like, you know what Better Call Saul needs?
Rosemary.
Lean Rosemary.
Can you imagine how quickly they would both die in Better Call Saul? Somehow, like, Gus, Mike, Hector, and Saul.
They all become unified on one.
They would be like,
we all got to kill Lee and Rosemary.
We all do. That's Don Eladio's, like, got to. Everybody's on the same
page. There's nothing we can do about this.
Until these two are dead, we can't move forward.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Guys, let me ask you something that is kind of been, what do you call it?
Percolating? Grinding your gears?
Grinding my gears.
Champing your bit?
Champing my bits.
Yeah.
Floating your boat?
No.
Dunking your donut?
Dunking my donut. But too long. I don't know how.
It's gotten mushy.
It's gotten mushy. I don't know how your weekends were.
Oh, man. Great. It was great.
Was it?
Yeah, it was good. Just phenomenal. Awesome. Top shelf weekend for me.
Dan?
It's a good weekend for me, yeah. Grilled some steaks.
Oh, yeah.
Swam in the pool.
To which Dan said, if it wasn't so good, I would have brought you some, which is so sweet, by the way.
Yeah. I only got two of them, and I'd never tried.
If you can't, I mean, you got to eat both.
No. My wife got one.
Sure.
Come on. My kids didn't even get any. They got something else. I don't know what I fed them. Not that, though.
They didn't eat that night. Dan said, if it wasn't so good, I'd give you some.
I'd give you some, but there's other kids. I'm sorry.
My weekend was good too, boys, so thank you so much.
I didn't ask.
So excited tomorrow.
Yeah, I really don't care now that you mention it.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow, wild. I'm going to be out in California at Christmas Con.
California, here we go.
I think we all nailed it.
Yeah. I'm going to be out in California for Christmas Con, so come say hi. None of these jokers will be there, but Alonzo will be there. My wife will be there. Yeah. I want to meet her, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some swag, and we'll get to see what it's like to celebrate Christmas in California in August.
Celebrate Christmas.
So, yeah, it's going to be we're going to celebrate Christmas in California in August.
Please come buy a shirt because we packed them all here yesterday, and it was a lot, and I don't think Brand can do it on the way back. So just buy some so he doesn't have to really worry.
Well, the good news is it can't really get worse.
That's right. It can't get worse.
It can't get worse.
That's true.
So, and I'm so sorry to the sweet people.
And Brand will try to FaceTime Ian if you want him to. He'll just say FaceTime Panda or FaceTime Dan. And we'll if we answer, we answer.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Yeah.
Every 10th call will answer. And we'll give you something.
I mean, maybe. It depends on what I'm
every
doing.
Every 10th like, call will answer difference. And we'll give you something. That's like, right. There's a time difference.
Yeah, if it's like the last call over there and it's like 9 or 10 o'clock at night and I'm going to bed, I'm not.
But our buddy Alonzo is going to be out there. He's hosting a trivia thing too, which is going to be a lot of fun. So if you're over on that, if you're over on the left coast,
left
as they call
coast,
it,
okay.
Come on out and say hi. But then if you're also maybe on the right coast and the best coast, come on out to Bramble Fest a couple weekends from now here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's going to be a big old party, and it's also going to be Panda's last hurrah before kicks the bucket.
Bunch of live
calls. Like the Hallmark bucket, that is.
Yeah.
So we're hoping
he makes it to then from an actual bucket-kicking standpoint.
Exactly.
It's not looking promising, but
We're doing, the
best we can with what we got.
That's exactly right. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be watching Christmas in Carolina, and I don't know what more you can ask for. This is going to be Painter's first time ever watching Christmas in California.
I can't wait.
It's just going to be a lot of fun, awkward silence, and I can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So very excited about that. And also Andrew, Nikki, Patrick.
Alonzo, Patrick, Jax.
It's going to be a great
whole
weekend.
Gang's going to
be a lot of fun. So come on out. There's still a sprinkle of tickets out there if you want to go ahead and grab one of those. Or grab a virtual if you are on the left coast and you don't want to travel across the country. Or just if you live in South Carolina and you also don't want to come. That's fine,
too. As we always say, right coast, back coast.
That's right.
That's what we always
say. That's what we're known for. Yeah. That's what we're known for.
Right coast, best coast. Yes.
5 hours plus of zero. That's another thing that people say a lot, too.
5 hours plus of zero? Yeah.
Because when you do the time zones, there's zero and we're five.
Okay. 5 hours plus of zero.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's what the cool kids call it. Wayne Calls the Heart, New Possibilities, originally aired on April 19th, 2020.
2020.
The COVID-19 pandemic is fresh. People are inside, scared out of their minds.
Give me some Lee and Rosemary.
We all needed it at that time.
Can you imagine if Lee is like pushing meth for Don Eladio and he comes home? It's like, oh, Lee, that's so dangerous. She goes and like she tries to get the families to get along. Yeah. It's like out at the pool
now
serving tequila.
Now listen here, need to do better.
And then just one of them just shoots her right in the face. Bam, right in the pool. Gone.
And then, interestingly, the show
Hector's
actually
just dinging the bell.
He's like, ding, 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 ding.
For all you Better Call Saul, Wind Calls the Heart fans, and this is crushing right now.
And Gus adjusts his tie. He goes, that was acceptable.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah. Brain can't get in on this, but I...
This is great. This is great. This is great. This is great.
Dude, this is a great premise of a show.
It's a great bit.
Getting Wind Calls the Heart people in.
In.
Better Call Saul. That is hilarious.
I just love the idea of people April 19th, 2020. So many unknowns.
Everybody's in their
Chris
house.
Chris Cuomo's live streaming from his house because he has COVID.
Yeah.
And you've spent the last week wondering if Lee's gonna make it.
Man.
It went a little something like this. Lee still has not woken up yet, everybody. And Jesse the Face, is just focusing on his work. Keep your head down. Because he feels guilty about the tree that fell down and hit him.
I heard you got to keep your head up. Whoa.
Whoa. Well, the only way you can do that is if you let your head down. You let your hair down.
Whoa, but you said he's keeping his head down. So is his hair up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has his from like, the get-go.
It's like a man bun.
Elizabeth goes to check on Lee at Carson's, and he's up. So
before we get the credits, he's up.
Waited all week. Let's give you the big show. We didn't even get to see him do like an Undertaker bit. No, just up and walking. Up.
There it is.
I hate that. I love it. Just be clear. I'm glad he's not dead. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Elizabeth gets mad at Nathan for not pursuing her. Then she gets mad at Lucas for him sending her writings to his mom without asking.
How dare he?
His mom loved them, by the way, and she's in the publishing world, so this is good news. But he didn't ask for permission. Lee is looking at some pictures and tells Rosemary that he has a sister that he hasn't talked to in years. Hey, Lee?
Don Eladio? Can I sell the meth to everyone?
Carson tells Jesse that
it wasn't
Gus. It wasn't Gus, Hector. It wasn't him. He didn't do this. He wouldn't do this.
Bing!
It's for nobody but us. That's the best part. It's for no one but you and I. That's it.
What is the Venn diagram of people who have watched Wind Calls the Heart and Better Call Saul?
It's you and me.
It's you and me. That's
and
it.
And care this much. You and me.
So Rosemary and Elizabeth are having a little girls chat, as you do. talking about Lee having a sister that Rosemary, his wife, didn't know about. Elizabeth talking about how I can't believe this guy loved me so much that he would send my writings without asking my permission to his mom, who is really into the publishing game and could probably get me published. I can't believe this. So, you know, standard stuff. You guys know Fiona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She seems pretty distracted this episode, huh?
Yeah. She's
sure does.
Yeah. Rosemary wants to help Lee find his sister. Doesn't know how to even go about that. But then he talks about how things kind of ended between them. Doesn't know if his sister is going to want to hear from him in the first place because it's been so long. But he makes some calls, finds his sister, and learns that she's moved. Now he gets like a number to call and all this stuff. He doesn't like know the name exactly, but gets a number and we're going to be able to call her. So that's good news. So Lee finally shows up and sees Jesse the Face and, finds out that Jesse's like taking some time off and he's, you know, like, is that okay? Like I'm having a tough time managing and functioning. And Lee's like, yes, yes, Jesse. Everything's good. Just chill, buddy. No worries. They find the number. That's good. Opal's sad in this episode as well because of the whole wind incident.
Yeah.
It's really stuck with Opal.
Yeah. Traumatic for her.
So that's going to be tough. Lucas talks to Elizabeth, apologizes for sending the chapters without her permission. Elizabeth says, you know what? Your heart was in the right place, but maybe next time you send my writing to make me rich, ask first. And while all this is happening, also, there's the whole Gowan of it all. Lucas is still trying to get Gowan to be upfront about what's going on with the business. He's not being upfront about the business, doesn't want to show the books. So clearly, Gowan's hiding something. Elizabeth goes to talk to Henry about this, and he just opens right on up and basically says, you know, I'm having a tough time out here. Don't know how I'm going to pay these people, blah, blah, blah. And
is the synopsis as long as the episode?
It's barely going. Okay. It's barely going. He ends up calling his sister. And she's not having it. She's not having that at all. Hangs
Susanna?
Susanna, yes. Hangs out immediately. Florence is going to leave. Florence and her machines.
Wow.
She's told her she's got a ship on out.
Phone days are over. Phone days are gone.
Nathan goes to see Elizabeth. Apologizes for the whole wind incident from last week and says, you know, you're just, you know, just trying to help, blah, blah, blah. And Nathan wants to love her forever, I guess. But we'll find out if anything with that happens. And that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart.
New. Guess what's new?
Possibilities.
I knew there was the word new in there.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking,
Brian. Wrigley, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay. I'm a little miffed that you didn't start off with me as you typically do.
Well, you had a good run yesterday.
I was named Entertainer of the Year. Thank you for asking.
By whom?
The people. Snopes it. Snopes it.
What do I Google? What do I snope?
You snopes it.
What do I snope?
Snopes.
It.
Rig Dilby,
Snope.
Entertainer of the Year.
Rig Dilby, Entertainer of the Year.
On Snopes.
It just says my pants. Zag gummit, Rig.
See, must be true.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Dak Dolmar. Party people in the house.
What?
Let's talk about this episode of television. Let's start with you, Panda. Hot take? What are you thinking?
Yeah, you can imagine my kind of chagrin when Lee makes a full recovery in the first
15 seconds
of the show, which is the most When Calls the Heart thing I've ever seen in this show. So there's that. You know what's interesting is I actually wrote down one positive thing from this episode, and that I do want to give credit to. I don't know if they do this well, but it's better than what they normally do with these things. So Lee almost dies, and what they do well sure in did. This show is, or a little bit better in this show than their normal, what they normally do, is that they show each person dealing with the aftermath of that in different ways, and the fact that life is precious and possibly losing somebody puts life in perspective for different people throughout the entire show. And I did like that. It put things in perspective for Rosemary, Lee, obviously, and then Opal. I feel like there's one other person in there that's wrestling kind of with Face. Face is wrestling with that. I don't know if they stick the landing on it, but it's a higher degree of difficulty navigating that concept than what they normally do.
So kind. Abundantly kind.
This episode still does nothing for me. It's still unbelievably boring with a bunch of plot lines that you know are going to go nowhere because that is what happens in When Calls to Heart. The only thing that is remotely interesting in any of this is the Gowan plot again. With him losing oil. But even then, it doesn't make any sense why all of a sudden he's broke. And so, yeah, there's that. I guess that's where I'm at with this. It's continues being the worst season of When Calls the Heart, in my opinion.
Well, he's broke because he was undercutting. Like, he wasn't making money.
But we don't learn that.
But we also don't know that he was he tried to expand. The only thing he says is, I tried to expand too quickly.
Right.
Yeah. He talks a few weeks ago about that's why the people were mad and they tried to give the fake thing.
Yeah.
It's because Gowan was undercutting them.
Right, but that still doesn't make sense. It's oil.
Yeah, sure.
It does, and my other thing is it's still making oil. Like, yes. So the reality is this is the dumbest, we'll get to it the next episode because I'm going to go off next episode, but this episode for now.
Yeah, it's weird because we've watched two. The Hopes and Valleys, we could probably skip it.
Yeah.
But we're not going to.
But
we're not
going to. But anyway, that's where I'm at on this episode. This episode's a real boring one, and resolution just none of it matters.
Yeah.
Like, we keep doing this. None of it matters. It doesn't matter what happens. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what happens with Gowan. Because even if Gowan makes all the money or no money, everything's going to be fine. And that's what you come to watch When Calls the Heart for, knowing that nothing matters in life. And that's
the
great.
The Hallmark movie of
TV shows. But imagine that, but on an imagine even
dragons.
Greater level.
Yeah. Because I'm waking up, Lee's alive,
Rosemary's here, and I don't thrive.
Nice, man.
No, you nailed it. You went to the Rolodex of Ives.
So, yeah, you know, this season I'm ready for it to. I'm ready. Let's hurry this pupper up. And I don't like saying that. It doesn't bring me any joy. It doesn't bring me any joy. But neither did this season of television, and that's unfortunate. I'm ready for things to come. I think the thing that's grinding my gears the most is I kept hearing about this triangle. And it's just like, as of right now, boys and girls listening, all we're really getting is Lucas going hard in the paint and Nathan watching from afar and occasionally getting mad and just being like moody. He's like in a My Chemical Romance music video. Like,
and I was.
So
mountain.
As of right now, I'm un.
I would listen to that one song.
When I was a Mountie, and I found out that the girl I liked was talking more to him. So I went out, I chopped wood.
I would walked that song up more than anything I've ever
wanted.
Almost
died in the wind.
When they start getting into the rounds on that song.
Come on. Oh, that song's a banger.
No. The When Calls the Heart version.
That version's good too.
It's beautiful.
She'll never love me.
Maybe Lucas, it's because of the coat I wear.
Lucas will break her heart. So much to go on there.
So far I'm just underwhelmed, and we are going to do that, by the way, that song.
Yeah. We'll get in the old
that's not what TikTok is made for. I don't know what it was.
That thing's going to go viral.
That thing's going to do. The Wind Calls the Heart fans calls are going to go
on TikTok.
The season 7 love triangle, the Wind Calls the
Wind Calls the Heart fans MCR. That are on TikTok and also love My Chemical Romance are going to go nuts over that.
Those are the ones that also like Better Call Saul.
They're the ones that are just like, this is gold. This is the podcast I've been waiting for. All time.
My only guess is like next season, season 8, is going to be like heavy on the Nathan
Town.
That's what I'm guessing.
You have to.
You
would think so.
Welcome to Nathan Town. Dan?
Yeah, you remember at the end of season 6 where Elizabeth's dancing with Lucas and Nathan's like, in the background, like
peering through the sea.
I wish
people.
It was me, but yeah. I'm not going to say. That's basically what the embodiment of this season has been.
Yes,
which is a shame they didn't move it forward. It's not surprising. I mean, after a brief like respite in Howling Winds, we're back to the mines here, gang.
To the mines.
Last week wasn't good, but at least it had wind. This is just DOA. There's no wind, not even a tumbleweed going by. It's just boring. Nothing is happening. It is atrocious television. This is the low point. This season is the low point. It can't be worse next season. Just can't. Cannot. Bad. I'm just ready for the next week's episode, which I've already seen. And I'd love to tell you it's redemption and cliffhanger, but it's just not. Sorry.
It's time for the feels. Paint any feels for you?
No. No. Let me check one more time.
No.
Nope. No. Still not.
Nope.
That was a triple check. Found nothing.
Nope. At one point, Lee's outside kicking a soccer ball up against a wall, and yep. I just found that to be a hoot. So that's it for me, Dan.
Yeah, no, I had several written down here, and it turns out, no, I don't. I don't have anything.
Did you lose the dog?
Let me get my glasses out, my lying glasses out. No, it's a no for me. I'm sorry.
I'll take a quick break. We'll come back here on Deck the Hallmark.
What was that?
What was that?
Yeah, what was
what did it sound like? Did it sound a little like... What did it sound like?
Because it sounded like...
That's what I heard, too. Was it someone's tummy?
No.
No.
Was it my tummy? Was it someone outside?
No, I only I
heard through your headphones.
You heard it through my headphones?
Yes.
Yes. Is there a ghost? Spirit? The Black Dahlia.
Well, you guys have the ghost show, but we wouldn't be able to hear it.
No, that's the thing is, we could hear it, but you we wouldn't could be hear it.
Dan and Banner Ghost Adventure Times.
Welcome to Dan and Banner Ghost Adventure Times. Man. It's season 6. We've started to really make some headway here. Yeah, we're at McClary's Trap Show.
Yep.
McClary's Trap Show.
And it's
wild.
And
we hear...
Boogity, boys. Let's go racing.
I hear that, but what's
crazy is... Who's Let's Go Racing? Who is that? Who are you? Spirit, speak to us.
Waltrip?
Waltrip?
No. No, who's the guy on Fox?
Michael Waltrip?
Yeah. Boogity, boys.
You don't know your own name?
It's been a while. Let's go racing.
What are you doing here at McClary's Trap Show house?
Let's go racing.
Are you going racing?
Raisins. Let's go raisins.
Do you like raisins? The
California raisins.
I have some California raisins.
Did you hear it through the grapevine?
Yeah.
So here's the thing is we we had that whole conversation, but if you were watching
live,
you only heard
us.
That's how I
talking about
it.
Raisins. And so I said, do you like them?
So
that's tough.
It is.
What
I can't believe they aired it.
Because here's what I think happened. Because I think everyone can hear that.
Okay.
But the only
reason. That's not what Panda said, and he was on the show, Brian. I want to be very clear.
No, the confusion happens. The confusion lies here with the people, the crew. The crew can't hear it. They've gone back in post and added a voice based off of what you guys said.
So we go and we tell them
this is what this guy says.
In order to make it more watchable. But the crew is very confused.
And Panda said it was Walt Waltrip. And I was like, I think it's Michael Waltrip. He clarified that for us.
Yeah.
And he wants to go
Which
racing.
Was great.
Boogie, and I boogie, think boogie, he's boogie still alive.
But he also says, let's go raisins.
Yeah, that's yeah. So a different guy.
But Michael Waltrip, I believe, is still alive.
I think his name was Michael Waldrip, and he likes raisins. I believe that's how I understood it. I don't think it's the...
He did ask us what channel he's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he did say that.
Was weird.
So there was some confusion.
Michael Waltrip, only 59 years old.
Okay. He is the boogity boogity guy, though.
He is the boogity boogity guy. Okay, yes. Yeah, and I don't know how to make sense of that.
That was good.
It's clearly, look, that's his picture. It's clearly him.
Yeah. Does, is he
We range? Saw him, too, yeah.
Google search Michael Waltrip.
Yeah.
Waltrip. Raisins. See if you got any pictures of him eating raisins, because I think that'll be telling. If we can find one of those pictures lying around for maybe social media purposes.
I feel so bad for our camera crew. They just, the whole time it's very confusing.
There's a Michael Waltrip Tums commercial that came up first.
But no raisins.
Don't have time to play that right now.
Okay, sure. Panda, any wait what's aside from what we just did here?
Yeah, there's a lot there. No,
there's a lot to unpack with that. I'm going to go back to Opal again this week because last week I told you that Opal was in the wrong for calling recess early. This time she does not want to go to recess because she's got big sads.
Yeah, big sads.
And then Elizabeth looks at her and she says, Opal, you love recess.
Yeah.
And I'm here to say, I do not think so.
We need to get out the red yarn. We need to start connecting some dots here.
I have a suspicion.
Let's hear it.
Opal is actually a 40-year-old lady. She is not aged in the show. She's still childlike. I think she is an old lady who does not like recess.
So how is she 40? Is it like a Benjamin Button situation?
She just, I don't know.
She thinks recess is a waste of time.
Waste of time.
Yep.
Why 40?
Maybe 50. I don't know. I'm not here to put an age on it. But
you just
she's
did
just
it twice. You specifically put an age on it. That's what you did.
But it's not what he's here to
but
do.
It's not what I'm here to do, okay?
I'm here to submit the theory.
You guys work out the deeds.
He did it out of necessity, but it's not what he's
it's
here
not
to
what
do.
He's here to
do. I'm not here to do it.
No, now it makes sense.
She's an old lady.
40. You hear that?
Maybe
40-year-old women?
60, maybe 70. I don't know. Who's to say?
Who is to say aside from you? But that's not what you're here to
do. Not what I'm here for.
Yeah. Not what I'm here for.
That's not what I'm here for.
The thing that I have written down, and maybe you guys can help me on this. I never like to do this, but I don't remember this at all. So maybe you can help me.
You don't remember something from When Calls the Heart?
I know. I wrote down, it's good to finally be home. And then a response is, it's been a day.
So they
you got me
yes
Lee, okay
yes.
Great.
Lee says
gets sent home the same day he wakes up, which is the day after the accident.
Oh,
and
right,
he says it's so good to be home, and it's literally been one day.
That's something that you say when you've been in the hospital for like weeks.
Well, yes,
that's right.
And you get home and you're like, oh, it's just good, so
right.
good to be home.
Right,
this guy's been with his buddy Carson.
That's right. Yeah.
It's like you're friends with a doctor.
For 24 hours.
24 hours. Max.
Because they brought him in the evening and went him the daytime. So probably more like 20 hours.
It's been a day. It's good to be home. Dan?
Thank
you guys.
I just
want
to get this straight.
You're welcome.
Lucas goes and he says, I'm going to file paperwork. I'm going to sue or whatever to get Gowan to release the books.
Yes.
Release the tape. And Bill is like, okay. Just when you want to file these paperwork, let me know. And then Bill, the judge, proceeds to spend the rest of the episode spreading this gossip around town.
Yep.
Bro, you're the judge.
Yep.
If you're going to hear this case between these two guys, you shouldn't be going over to Elizabeth and going, word on the street is Lucas and Gowan are at odds over the finances.
So bad.
Hey, word on the street, Gowan can't pay his guys. What are you doing, Bill? You can't in good conscience do that. You just can't. And then we'll talk about it more next week, but the fact that Gowan goes from making money hand over fist to just expanding too big too quickly.
While still pulling in oil.
While still consistently pulling in oil in 1917 doesn't add up. Basically what we're saying is that one dude who got mad because he thought Gowan hoodooed him out of his oil on his land, he made out like a bandit on this deal. That's what we're saying.
Yep.
Is that oil just isn't hardly worth the money it takes to bring it up.
It's like a rambit.
Yeah.
Not a bandit. It's a rambit.
A rambit?
That's the saying.
No, it is not the saying. But a nice try.
What?
I tried to pull a Bothalona. It was just not a great, like a bit of ram, you know. Like a rambit.
He tried I don't understand. He tried to
pull a Bothalona.
The words are coming out of your mouth right now.
He tried to pull a Bothalona. He tried to convince me that it was the way that it was.
And you went with rambit? Rambit?
Yeah.
You just came up with a word?
Yeah.
Like a rambit.
He made out like a rambit.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I realize that I'm about to answer the question is, maybe he expanded and spent more money drilling places that had no oil. And that's what he's spending money on.
He made that like
a doofus. But where would he have been drilling that has no oil? You wouldn't.
Well, all these places are like the whatever chance that Jesse gets, like 56% or whatever. Like Jesse's like, that guy comes out and he's like, I'd say there's a 64% chance there's oil. What he's doing is he's taking his earnings and he's putting it back into drilling dry fields, right? Like a dum-dum.
Like a rambit.
Okay. And so the dude who had the oil and sold it to Gallon, he made out like a rambit.
Right.
Man, I wish I could make out like a rambit.
Don't you? Don't we all?
Yep.
Hopes and Valleys, Panda?
Yeah, you know, I think my valley is at my time here in Hope Valley is coming into an end, guys. And I'm a little sad about that. Mainly because I've enjoyed my time. I think we've all had some laughs, some sure. good times, some bad times. Well, and I feel like more. we've learned a lot about ourselves along the way.
Next week, buddy.
Oh, no.
We'll see how you feel next week.
We'll see how I feel next week.
My valley is that when I went a second ago, I kind of bit my lip a little bit.
Oh, buddy.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for a lot of things. I'm hopeful that the keys player come up and start playing underneath me. I'm hopeful that the oil business turns around and really brings people the money that this town needs. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Give us oil. Please, pretty, please. I'll make it out to you. Dan?
I already did my valley. I bit my lip. I don't
we
know.
Did, we got a What's Calling My Heart email?
What's Calling My Heart email hello, is hello@deckthehallmark.com. I'll take it. Email us, made out like a rambit. Email us hello@deckthehallmark.com to tell us what's calling your heart. Could read your email on a podcast episode.
Wow.
This is from Josie Butler.
Josie Butler.
Could you clap once in your life instead of looking at comments and closing tabs?
That's not the clap.
Could have been, though.
Josie says, hi there. What's calling my heart and will continue to call my heart for a very long time is Trader Joe's.
Wow.
I didn't understand the hype for a long time, but a year and a half ago, I moved 5 minutes away from one.
Okay.
Now I'm there on a regular basis. I love that anytime I buy anything from TJ's, I automatically feel like my healthiest self, regardless of what I buy. I especially enjoy their breakfast burritos, orange chicken, mini milk chocolate peanut butter cups, and tomato basil marinara sauce.
Wow.
They also have the prettiest selection of flowers, the nicest employees, and a fun array of seasonal items. It is truly a high-quality establishment. Man, Trader Joe's got some free pub there. Anyway, I love the podcast and have enjoyed listening to it the past few years. It has brought me a lot of laughs. I introduced it to my sister-in-law, Millie, and we love to discuss Millie Vanilli. When wow. Calls the Heart episodes every week and Signs Healed Delivered when you were doing those. Fun fact,
rip.
Millie, What's Calling My Heart was featured on the pod in June of 2021, and I've meant to submit my own since then, but I'm a procrastinator through and through. It wasn't until you said there are only 15 spots left that I finally got around to doing it. So thanks for the reminder. You guys are great. Mm. Sincerely, Josie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josie.
Butler.
Fantastic.
Nicely done.
We're going to be back next week. No episode tomorrow. Take the Friday off.
Take the day off.
Maybe listen to an old episode. Take the day off.
Take the day. Take the day.
And then we'll be back next week with all sorts of goodies. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is the That Sounds Fun podcast. It's produced by Tracy Nullesname. It's recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.